I remember when. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I remember when. At supper, we were talking about how we were brought up by our parents and how our parents had guided us through many touchy areas of civil disobedience and getting along with each other and getting along with the family and getting along with the world. And I thought to myself, gee, my dad said, don't, and if we didn't, don't, we got a spanking, and then we don't anymore, because we got the message. We got the message that he was sincere. He meant what he said when he said don't. But I've never been responsible in that way. When I say don't, and people don't, I just keep firing away, hoping that they won't. But they do when I say don't. And so what good is there for me to say don't if they don't do what I tell them not to do? Now, life is like that. We live in a wonderful world. And the world is sort of an exciting adventure. I've just about finished with the Song of the Spirit. And as I read it again, I left out little parts here and there that I thought really weren't helping the construction of the book. And I put in a few little parts that I thought would really wham-bang it good. But as I was doing this, I was realizing how very much thoughts are things. And how we have the tendency to say our mind does things, but it's our thoughts that do things. Our brain, yes, our brain thinks these thoughts, but our mind is the universal mind. There's only one mind. When we start having two minds, our mind and the universal mind, when we say that we are human and we are divine, when we are dualistic like that, all we're doing is opening ourselves up for all sorts of trouble. Now, I want to only think of myself as being divine. Now, unfortunately, and I will warn you about this right now, unfortunately, if I think of myself as divine, I will not know of anyone in my world who is not divine. For everybody will be divine. If I am divine, and that's an interesting thing, isn't it? If I'm divine, everybody in my world is going to be divine. And anybody in my world who is not divine won't be in my world because I won't even know them, because I will not be able to see them, because divine eyes can only see another divine person. So, now, in the book, Song of Spirit, it was talking about getting rid of people in your world that were not harmonious with you, and what ways you could do it, and it was very very tough. And so I sort of made it die and brought up only whatever we have in our consciousness, that is what we have in our world. Now, if I am a beautiful person, I will be surrounded by beautiful people in my world. Now, I have been in some pretty hairy situations in my life, in many, many areas, and could have been surrounded by many very difficult people who were traveling the pathway in life with many burdens on their back, including being in the service. And these things were not very easy to handle. The appearance was there. But I was a student of my philosophy, and my philosophy said, whatever I see is what I am. And that was tough. So I could not any longer see anybody in my world who needed to be improved. I could not see anyone in my world who was less than I was, who was having a problem with life. I had to see everybody in my world as a master, just like I chose to see myself. Now, seeing everyone as a master, like I chose to see myself, did not make me a lot of friends. It did not make me a lot of enemies. It did not make anything. Seeing everyone beautiful like I saw myself. I saw everybody beautiful. And people would come up and talk with me. People would come up and share their circumstances with me, knowing that I would be looking at them with a friendly attitude. And everywhere I turned, people were just as wonderful as could be. In fact, everybody wanted to be supportive. Everybody wanted to be backing me up in every project that I had. And whenever there was anybody on the fringe who was not happy with this happy fellow, those people would go to my rescue, so to speak. They would go and speak to these people and say, "Hey, what do you got against him? What's going on? What are you trying to do? He didn't do anything to you or anybody else, you know. And why are you doing that? Why are you doing it? And then pretty soon, being honest, asking why they're doing it, they had no reason. And pretty soon, what happened? Quickly?
All in divine order.
Those people became some of my best friends.
I am.
They were no longer angry at themselves. And they were no longer angry at my world. And so they became their own best friends. Now that's pretty wonderful, isn't it? But that's the way the principle works. And the principle is going to work that way all the time. And it works under all circumstances like that. And it's up to us to put the causes in motion to bring these things about. Now, do you want a world that reflects who you are? And you're telling me the world is rotten? Well, then, you got to do some work inside first. You got to clean up your own house. Do you want to have a world that is peaceful and loving? Then go for the world that's peaceful and loving. And when you go for the world that's peaceful and loving, what's going to happen? You're going to have a world that's filled with loving and peaceful people. But whatever kind of world I have around me is a perfect illustration of the world that's going on inside of me. So if I have people around me who are unhappy with me, who are unhappy with life, who are unhappy with everything, then that is where I come from. And I don't want to be there. I think I'm setting a better example for myself than that. And I'm going to do it in every way that I can. Now, I choose not to get angry at anybody. I choose not to let anybody push my buttons. I don't choose to have buttons to be pushed. I don't choose to be upset with other people for not accomplishing the goals that they have established for themselves. That's their business. But what I do is I choose to be the happiest guy I can and just enjoy my life and enjoy everything that I'm doing and know that I am the creator of my world and I like my world. Now, how about you? Is that what you're doing too? If so, then you're doing a wonderful thing. And you can never pick on another person when you are enjoying yourself because there's nothing to pick on. Have a lovely day and know that I love you eternally.